The Holy Gospel according to John, the 9th chapter. As Jesus walked along, he saw a man blind from birth. His disciples asked him, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" Jesus answered, "Neither this man nor his parents sinned. He was born blind so that God's works might be revealed in him. We must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. Night is coming when no one can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world." When he had said this, he spat on the ground and made mud with the saliva and spread the mud on the man's eyes, saying to him, "Go wash in the pool of Siloam," which means sent. Then he went and washed and came back, able to see. The neighbors and those who had seen him before as a beggar began to ask, "Is this not the man who used to sit and beg?" Some were saying, "It is he." Others were saying, "No, but it is someone like him." He kept saying, "I am the man." But they kept asking him, "Then how were your eyes opened?" He answered, "The man called Jesus made mud, spread it on my eyes, and said to me, 'Go to Siloam and wash.' Then I went and washed and received my sight." They said to him, "Where is he?" He said, "I do not know." They brought to the Pharisees the man who had formerly been blind. Now it was a Sabbath day when Jesus made the mud and opened his eyes. Then the Pharisees also began to ask him how he had received his sight. He said to them, "He put mud on my eyes, then I washed, and now I see." Some of the Pharisees said, "This man is not from God, for he does not observe the Sabbath." But others said, "How can a man who is a sinner perform such signs?" And they were divided. So they said again to the blind man, "What do you say about him? It was your eyes he opened." He said, "He is a prophet." The Jews did not believe that he had been blind and had received his sight until they called the parents of the man who had received his sight and asked them, "Is this your son who you say was born blind? How then does he now see?" His parents answered, "We know that this is our son and that he was born blind, but we do not know how it is that he now sees, nor do we know who opened his eyes. Ask him. He is of age. He will speak for himself." His parents said this because they were afraid of the Jews. For the Jews had already agreed that anyone who confessed Jesus to be the Messiah would be put out of the synagogue. Therefore his parents said, "He is of age. Ask him." So for the second time, they called the man who had been blind, and they said to him, "Give glory to God. We know that this man is a sinner." He answered, "I do not know whether he is a sinner. One thing I do know, that though I was blind, now I see." Then they reviled him, saying, "You are his disciple, but we are disciples of Moses. We know that God has spoken to Moses, but as for this man, we do not know where he comes from." The man answered, "Here is an astonishing thing. You do not know where he comes from, yet he opened my eyes. We know that God does not listen to sinners, but he does listen to one who worships him and obeys his will. Never since the world began has it been heard that anyone opened the eyes of a person born blind. If this man were not from God, he could do nothing." They answered him, "You were born entirely in sins, and are you trying to teach us?" And they drove him out. Jesus heard that they had driven him out, and when he found him, he said, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" He answered, "And who is he, sir? Tell me, so that I may believe in him." Jesus said to him, "You have seen him, and the one speaking with you is he." He said, "Lord, I believe." And he worshiped him. Jesus said, "I came into this world for judgment, so that those who do not see may see, and those who do see may become blind." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise. Dear friends in Christ, grace and peace to you from Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. So the story of the man born blind is the longest story in the gospel involving Jesus and this individual. It's a long story, and so there's a lot of directions that one could go in terms of what to preach on. But this past week, I've been reflecting on the man born blind, and I'm going to go in a direction that I think is important for all of us. After all, blindness means different things to different people, but I would be willing to bet that blindness means something to each and every one of us. And so today, in the gospel reading, we hear this story of a man born blind. Yet as the story unfolds, we discover that the deepest blindness in this passage may not be physical blindness at all. Instead, I want for us to look at a sort of spiritual blindness, and more specifically, the inability to truly see another person. The story begins with Jesus and his disciples encountering a man who had been blind since birth. The disciples immediately ask a question that reveals a great deal about how they see the world. Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Notice what's happening here. The disciples are not speaking to the man. They are speaking about him. They treat him as an object lesson rather than as a human being. They're trying to solve some sort of theological puzzle rather than recognize the person standing right in front of them. Imagine hearing people discuss your life in such a way. Imagine hearing others debate whether your condition is the result of divine punishment. Those words must have cut deeply into the heart of the man born blind. In that moment, he is reduced to a problem rather than recognized as a person. The disciples believed they could see clearly, yet their vision in that moment was very limited. They saw blindness, but they did not see the man. Jesus responds in a completely different way. He refuses to participate in their search for blame. Neither this man nor his parents sinned. Jesus says, instead of focusing on fault, he points to the possibility of God's work being revealed. Then Jesus does something remarkable. He notices the man. He stops. He approaches him. He speaks to him. He touches him. Where others saw a simple category, the blind man, Jesus sees a human being, a child of God. Jesus kneels down, makes mud with saliva, spreads it on the man's eyes, and tells him to wash in the pool of Siloam. The man goes, washes, and returns, able to see. It is a moment that should be filled with celebration. A man who has lived his entire life in darkness now sees the world for the very first time. But instead of rejoicing, the people around him just start arguing. Some doubt that he's even the same person. Others question how the healing happened. Eventually, they bring him before the Pharisees, the religious authorities of the day. And what do the Pharisees do? They interrogate him. Yet something remarkable has happened with him. The man who was physically blind now sees more clearly than everyone else around him. The gospel story, this story, invites us to examine our own sight. How do we identify and come to know people who are different from us? Do we allow disability to become the defining marker of a person's identity? Do we look at someone and see only the wheelchair, only the diagnosis, or only the limitation? Or are we able to look beyond those things and recognize the humanity of the person before us? In other words, how keen or how limited is our sight when we encounter people who are differently abled? The disciples saw a theological problem. The Pharisees saw a violation of religious rules. The crowd saw confusion and controversy. But Jesus saw the person. And that difference changes everything. In our world today, people are often defined by categories: disabled or able-bodied, rich or poor, successful or struggling, insider or outsider, citizen or foreigner. Labels can become a barrier between us and the person in front of us. Once someone is placed into a category, it becomes easy to talk about them rather than to talk with them. We hear conversations about homelessness, the addicted, the mentally ill, or the disabled, yet behind every label is a human life. Behind every category is a person created in God's beautiful and loving image. When we fail to see that, we are the ones who are blind. This is where the gospel turns the mirror toward us. Physical blindness affects some people, but spiritual blindness can affect all of us. There are moments when we fail to see the dignity of another person, moments when we make assumptions, moments when we look away because seeing clearly might make us uncomfortable. And yet, in the middle of our blindness, grace meets us there. Near the end of his life, Martin Luther wrote a simple but powerful sentence: "We are all beggars. This is true." Those words remind us that before God, none of us stands as one who sees perfectly. None of us has everything figured out. We all come before God as people in need of mercy, of healing, and of grace. This man who was born blind understood dependence. His life had been shaped by vulnerability, yet in the end, he becomes the only one who truly sees. Perhaps that is one of the surprising truths of this gospel. Sometimes those the world considers weak or limited are the very ones who perceive God's presence most clearly. Meanwhile, those who believe they have perfect vision, everything figured out, may miss what God is doing right in front of them. The story of the man born blind invites you and me into those moments when we can say, "Ah, now I see." These moments might come through repentance, when we recognize the ways that we have spoken about people rather than with them. They might come as encounters with those whose lives are different from our own. They might come through the quiet work of the Holy Spirit opening our eyes to the needs of the world around us. Because whether someone is homeless or a homeowner, disabled or able-bodied, wealthy or struggling, Every person that we encounter is first and foremost a beloved child of God. And when we begin to see that clearly, something changes within us. Our hearts soften. Our assumptions fade. Our communities become places of belonging rather than exclusion. Jesus ends this story with a striking statement. He says he came into the world so that those who do not see may see, and those who think they see may become blind. Faith, then, is not about having perfect vision. It's about allowing Christ to continually open our eyes. So today we ask ourselves, what is God calling us to see? Where might our vision be limited? Where are our blind spots, if you will? Where might our assumptions be clouding our sight? The good news is that Christ continues to meet us in those very places. Just as he knelt before the man born blind, Jesus comes to us in our own blindness with patience, with compassion, with example, and with grace. Slowly, gently, he opens our eyes. So open your eyes. Open your hearts. Look at the world around you, not through the lens of labels and assumptions, but through the grace of God. For once we were blind, but by God's mercy, we are learning to see. Let it be so. Amen.